Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hello, I'm Sarah. I am a second year uni student. I'm studying at UTS and I am studying a double degree in business and IT. Both of my parents are Filipino and they moved here to Australia around between 1995 and 2000.
Thank you, Sarah, and good morning. Magandang umaga.
Magandang umaga.
Yes. Sarah, can you share with us, were you born here?
Yes, I was. I was born here in Australia and I grew up here.
Yes.
And I went back to the Philippines every few years or so.
Yes. And with you going back to the Philippines from time to time, were you able to really learn the Tagalog language or the Filipino language?
So my parents didn't really speak to me in Tagalog at home. It was mainly English. So they did speak to me like from time to time, but it was mainly in English.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was asking my mom about this like a few months ago. Why don't you teach me Tagalog? Oh, because you don't really need it here. You only really need English because, you know, you're not growing up in the Philippines, so you don't really need it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that. And then also she made a joke saying that she was practicing English on me. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they didn't speak it. It's just that it wasn't really enough, like, for my younger self to pick up the language. So, yeah. So whenever we went back, I did not really understand the language. But, like, as I grew up, I got to pick it up, but not to the extent that I would say that I would be fluent or, like, completely understand the language.
Yeah. So can you rate yourself 1 to 10? Where are you in terms of understanding and speaking the language?
I was going to be a bit more, like, maybe a 3, 4, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too sure how to rate myself on that scale.
Yeah, so maybe we can say that you're still really getting to know and learning more about the language.
Yeah, I'm still on that stage.
Yeah, and just during this lockdown, you made a very good effort to really learn the language through a Tagalog class.
Yeah.
What pushed you to really learn the Filipino language?
Well, you know, growing up, it would have been really nice to know Tagalog or at least understand it first, because whenever I go back to the Philippines, they'll ask, oh, why don't you know Tagalog? Why don't you learn? And then, you know, I just didn't have that exposure growing up. So I was like, I really want to learn how to speak it, understand it more. So I was like, oh, why not take these lessons since it's already like, since the opportunity is right there.
You have mentioned that it will be nice for you to really understand the language, isn't it? And have you ever thought of doing it, like learning about the Filipino language earlier in your life, like say when you were in grade school or in high school, instead of doing it now?
I would have. The thing is, when I was younger, I did ask a few people who did know the language that I personally knew if they could teach me. But it was only like small words or phrases. It wasn't really much learning. I mean, I guess I did learn in the process. It just, you know, it just went more to understanding rather than knowing how to speak it. So, yeah. And there's also, I don't think I could find any classes that taught Tagalog.
Yeah.
So,
but
yep.
you could have done the classes before when there are opportunities.
Yeah, I just never saw, like, I couldn't find anywhere. Well, personally, I couldn't find a place that offered to teach Tagalog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've done how many weeks of lessons?
I've done 5 weeks.
5 weeks. So that's once a week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's once a week. So we just finished our, I guess, first session just the other week, so we're just waiting for like an email from the learning institution, from the teacher about the next stage of classes.
Yeah. And so far, what have you learned? Let's test your Filipino knowledge now.
Okay, so I learned how to greet So, kumusta ka, Annalyn?
Yeah.
Miss Annalyn. So, I learned a few occupations. Asking where you're from. Oh, well, it's like more like asking where your family members are from. So it was like, taga saan?
Ang pamilya mo.
Yeah, like taga saan ang nanay mo, something like that.
Yeah.
So, the teacher also taught us like grammar, so like the panguri.
Yeah.
Yeah, so so she taught us a few adjectives like mabait, maganda. Oh, what else? oh yeah, she taught us like the different areas of the Philippines, so Luzon, Mindanao,
Visayas.
Yeah, Visayas, the alphabet, the abacada, and
alfabeto.
Yeah, the alfabeto. Yeah. Also like asking where people worked, so na trabajo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sarah, what's the most challenging part of learning the Filipino language for you?
The most challenging part? So for me, you know how there is a lot of, sometimes in some words, how there's like a lot of repeated syllables?
Yeah.
Sometimes I struggle,
a lot of vowels,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I tend to stumble a lot, especially when it's like repeated. So like, oh wait, let me just have a look. There was like this one word that I couldn't say properly.
Okay, say it.
Like mama mahayag, like some
mama mahayag, like, is it?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. So it was just a lot of the repeated like syllables and some of the vowels sometimes. Sometimes it would be probably structuring sentences.
Yeah, because it's quite different from how you structure a sentence in English to the Filipino language.
Yeah.
Yeah, where in English, it's always the subject and then the verb. In Filipino, it's the verb first and then the subject. In English, say, Sarah will go to school. And in Filipino, pupunta si Sarah sa paaralan. It's always the verb. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's the fun part of learning the Filipino language?
It's just, you know, when you learn new words and when you finally understand what it means and then how you can use it. I think I found that really fun. And then just, I don't know, everything, like during the lessons, I had so much fun learning, especially when it went into grammar. I don't know, I like grammar.
Yeah.
yeah, I like learning the new words. It's like a new challenge as well.
Does it give you satisfaction learning about the meaning of that Filipino word?
Yeah, it does. Because obviously being like the first generation Filipina, growing up without, I guess, exposure to the language, like being able to understand what a word means if I've never heard it before, it's like, oh, okay, I can add this to my vocabulary.
Yeah. August is dedicated to the Buwan ng Wika, which is in English, it's the Filipino language month. That's in the Philippines. But as Filipino, being here in Australia, we also sort of commemorate it, like the Buwan ng Wika or the Filipino language month. For you, how important it is to learn the mother language?
For me, it's like being able to, I guess, connect with my background, you know, understanding my culture as well, I guess. You know, because growing up, I personally, like, questioning about my identity. Am I really Filipino or am I just Australian?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess learning, understanding the language would be, I don't know, it's just something that I've wanted to learn about, being an Australian with a Filipino background. So I thought it was really important for me to learn, and I also thought it would be really good to pick it up. Yeah.
And I know that at your university, the Filipino society is very new. It's going to be in its second year.
Yeah, so, second year.
Your collaboration and your connection with other Filipino students is getting better, I think.
Yeah, I actually didn't grow up knowing many Filipinos, actually. So when I came to uni, I was like, wow, there's actually a lot more Filipinos than I knew. So I got to meet more people, which was really nice.
Yeah. And aside from you just recently learning or starting to learn the Filipino language, when you were younger, were you able to really have or get to taste the Filipino food?
Oh, yes, of course.
What's your favorite Filipino dish?
Oh, I love sinigang. And I'd say one of my favorite like desserts would be turon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also grew up eating nilaga and adobo.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Now it's making me hungry. Okay. As you have started learning the Filipino language, what else do you think you can do to really improve your knowledge of the Filipino language?
I guess I've been trying to expose myself to more Filipinos, like meeting them through the society. And then if I happen to meet a Filipino, you know how you tend to like meet more Filipinos through them. I've been meeting people like that and joining online Filipino communities. I guess like for example, subtle Filipino traits, I got to meet a few people. And, you know, they always speak in Tagalog, so I'm like, okay, I think I understand this part, but can you also translate this part for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to, you know, pick it up by listening and then trying to kind of translate it in my head to English, and then if I don't understand something, I'd ask. Yeah.
And last one, for those Australians with Filipino background, like yourself, and they think that they're still struggling with their culture or with their identity or with their cultural background, what can you share with them?
Definitely don't let... So if your parents say you're not Filipino, don't let that stop you from learning more. I know that has definitely been a bit of a barrier for me. But, you know, it's really good to learn more about the culture because, you know, that's where you're from. Like, your family's from there, so I guess it'd be really good if you get to learn more about it, understand how, you know, Filipinos are and stuff, yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah, yeah. And hope you learn more
Thank you.
Filipino words.
E-like, e-share, and comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.